This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Once again, it is time to revisit the topic of tax cuts and the deficit. Heated rhetoric and misleading claims are increasing because of threats of a government shutdown are occurring while we are heading into another election year. Fortunately, Guy Benson tries to provide a reality check to so much misinformation. He begins by talking about something that has bothered me for decades. When Democrats are in office, they talk very little about deficits and the national debt, but deficits become a major concern if Republicans control Congress or the White House. The opposite is also true. Republicans turn in their fiscal hawk cards if their party is in control, but loudly complain about deficits if they're out of power. But the falsehood being spread today, especially on the campaign trail, is that tax cuts for the rich have been blowing giant holes in the budget. First, let's remember that the 2017 legislation provided tax cuts for every income group. Second, the tax cuts actually result in increased tax revenue. Guy Benson provides the latest updated data to show that tax revenue went up for 2019, but spending increased by another $200 billion. The largest increases came from Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. The rest of the increase came from additional spending on interest payments on the national debt and a small increase in defense spending. Here's another way to look at this. In 2019, federal tax revenues increased by 4%, reaching the highest level in American history. The tax cuts of 2 years ago grew the economy, lowered unemployment to its lowest levels, and increased federal tax revenues to its highest level. So if you look at these numbers, you would have to conclude that we run deficits not because we tax people too little. It is because government spends too much. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.